comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. Here's your host, Greg Mahochko.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Nerds United on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. My Greg.
Greg, just keep going.
No. We're off to a stellar start.
Greg, you know automatically that I'm going to tell everybody that we restarted. So you can either restart it and I'm going to tell everybody, or we can just keep going.
Fine.
Your choice.
My name is Greg Mahochko.
Are you sure about that?
My Greg is named Mahochko.
Yes, that's what you should have went with.
And to my right, at our second studio, We're not at the kitchen table, we're at the desk because I'm lazy and the kitchen table's a mess. He is the reigning and defending co-host of the year, Mike Luther.
I was flexing for everybody. Oh, I mean, technically just you.
No, it was fine. It was a stellar workmanship on the upper body that you've been displaying at the gymnasium.
I did actually go to the gym about an hour before this.
I am so sorry.
No, it was fun.
No, it's not. It's the gym.
I enjoy it.
You're insane.
Actually, I don't. Going there is like, okay. Being there is like, well, I'm here, so I might as well be here. And then leaving is, I feel really good.
Okay. Well, that's the Mike Luther gym story. Next, he's going to start telling us how much he deadlifts.
I don't deadlift anymore.
Okay.
I don't deadlift because I was listening to somebody on another podcast, and they said that deadlifting is only good if you're competing to deadlift.
Gotcha.
Because it's high risk, low reward.
What about the squat? How much do you squat?
Let me remember.
I mean, I can guess.
I do sets of 8, 6, and 4. So 8 reps, 6 reps, and 4 reps.
And the 8 reps are the least amount of weight.
Yes.
And the 4 reps are the most amount
exactly.
of weight.
Exactly. And I believe it's, and I'd have to look at my paper, but I believe it's 225, 235, and 245.
That's impressive stuff.
It's, you know, I work on range of motion now to make sure I'm going as far down as I should and just, you know, impress the ladies with my legs.
I'm not going to lie, I really thought for a minute there until I let everything process what you were said, I thought you said you work on rage emotion. And that's like, I'm like, yeah, I could, you know what, that's probably how you work off some stress.
Yeah.
Some rage emotion at the gym.
Yeah, you know what, sometimes that happens.
So, this is our very first podcast of the new year.
Yes, indeed.
How
2020.
How the first 2+ weeks of 2020 been for you, Michael?
Yeah, I'm work. I don't think I did anything spectacular. Nolan was here for a bit.
That's right. We didn't.
In the beginning.
That's why we didn't record 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And last week you were bitten by the allergy bug.
Yeah. I was thinking about
darn cats.
I was thinking about coming. Yeah. I was thinking about coming here, and I was like, I'm going to be just doing this on the mic the whole time. So I didn't think anybody wanted to hear that. So
that's me tonight.
I actually went. I bought allergy because I woke up with allergies again, and I went out and bought allergy medicine. But I haven't. Well, I took it earlier, but I haven't had to take it again. So that's good.
Fantastic. Yeah. I had a. We were talking about this before. We started rolling sound, and that you took the day off today.
Yes.
Because of inclement weather and, you know, time to burn and whatnot. And I didn't, but boy howdy, I should have. Because I knew where I was going to be, like what part of my territory I was going to be at today, which, okay, you know, is what it is.
Right.
The route itself wasn't terrible. Got out of the shop at a decent time and got to my first stop before 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So for the 35, 36 stops that I had on a Friday, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a forklift stop. So it comes out, takes the rack of water off, puts the rack of empty bottles on. Except from the time I got into, you know, in security to the time I got to where they take the water from, my truck died 3 times.
Ooh.
And so I'm on the phone with my office saying, what do I do? Well, it turns out user error, because I let the antifreeze get too low.
Okay.
And apparently on these trucks, if the antifreeze gets too low and it trips the sensor, then it will just shut down the truck.
Okay.
But the antifreeze, based on where it was looking at it, it's been low for 3 months.
Oh.
So I don't know exactly why it triggered it today. But put antifreeze in there, nothing happened. Had to call the mechanic, the shop out to look at it. He cleared a code, manually reset another one. He's like, we probably need to get this in the shop.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I said, what do you think? Do I need to take it back to the shop? Do I need to go about my route? He's like, you do whatever you think you need to do. I said, well, I got work to do, so that's what I'm going to do. But that took up almost 3 hours of my morning. So luckily, I'm on the phone during these 3 hours with some of my customers. Ring, ring. Yeah, this is Greg with such and such water company. Y'all need water today? You good? Because of the weather and because I'm having some truck issues, just seeing if we can. No, we're good. I said, see you next time. Click. So I knocked out about 10 stops just by making phone calls.
Damn.
And then I got back to the shop about 5 o'clock. The roads weren't horrible.
No.
I did. You'll get a kick out of this. There was one stop I had to cross. Yeah, you parked on the northbound side, but the house is on the southbound side. So I'm crossing the road.
Right, right.
Which is not ideal, especially true. When you're carrying 90 pounds of water. And it's like, okay, well, the road is wet, not slick. The sidewalk, wet, not slick. The driveway, wet, not slick. The, sidewalk, everything looking wet, not slick. The stairs up to the patio, slick as shit. And I didn't know that until I slipped. And to brace myself, I dropped the water.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I came down with about 200 pounds of me on my decent knee, not my bad knee. Like,
Right.
At this point, it's like, okay, so do I have two bad knees or do I have one really bad knee and a decent knee? No, so apparently I'm just going to have two bad knees. And, the water, one of the jugs stands up, the other one rolls, and I don't even get up on the patio. I just push him up to the door, and I said, I'm not taking these fucking stairs again. And I walk back to the truck, get the third bottle, and I sidestep the stairs, and I'm off to the right, and I just slide it up there. I said, she ain't getting no damn receipt today. I'm not doing those stairs. So... it was an adventure. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Sounds like a fun adventure.
No. I like the customers to say, and when it's cold or snowing or raining, we're like, oh, it must not be too much fun to deliver water in this weather. I said, it's not much fun to deliver the water in any weather.
Right, right.
I said, 80 degrees is about the best weather we can hope for.
Yeah.
So, but we're not here to bitch about my job.
Not yet.
I did apply for a new job last week.
Oh, nice.
Never heard anything back.
So, well, it was just last week, so sometimes they take a while.
I mean, it's a locally owned company. Mm-hmm. So you would think that it's not like corporate or something like right. that.
It's still a little matter.
We'll see.
Yeah. I say give it a month.
Great.
Yeah.
That's just what I need. Another month of this. Almost got in a fight at work, too. That was fun.
Ooh, okay. See, that's why you need to work out.
Or, according to my wife, that's why I need to shut my mouth.
Either or.
You
don't need to shut your mouth if you know how to fight.
It's like, this is a nice tie into the actual show. You remember the old comics that had I want to say it was Charlie Atlas, but on the, it was an ad. It was an advertisement on the inside front cover. Yeah. And it's the little nerdy kid at the beach and the big buff guy right. comes and kicks sand in his face. He's like, I'm going to show him. And then he comes back and he's bigger than the buff guy.
Right.
The Charlie Atlas was just dealing steroids.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then, the nerdy guy, now that he's all jacked, gets the lady, which really set a, what's the word, unreasonable standard.
I will say the supplement industry hasn't changed too much as far as advertising from that. Because it's still based upon, you'll see, protein powders with, these huge ripped guys on it. Like, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's not, but that type of person will be on there. And you'll have...
John Cena's doing, has a pre-workout blend.
Everybody
or something
does.
Now.
You know,
it's only a matter of time till there's Mike Luther pre-workout.
They would look at me and be like, well, I'm not taking what he's taking, so no.
It's the pre-workout for the average guy.
Yeah, just pre-workout. You'll do pretty good at the gym. You'll do decent.
You will arrive.
You'll show up there. You'll spend some time there.
Spend some time. You know, and some
leave.
Money.
Yeah, money, of course.
Hit the juice bar on the way out.
Yeah.
So speaking of comic books, that's kind of what we talk about here on the show, although I have noticed that when I don't read comics, we don't talk nearly as much about comics as we do about the movies and TV shows that they're adapted from.
Well, it's easier to see movies and TV shows.
That's true.
I do need to start going back to the comics, though. I have a giant stack in my living room that I stare at every time I look go by it.
I'm the same way, and you know, just as you can see, we're actually in the mecca, or not even the mecca. This is just a small fraction of the comics that I have. You've seen the comic book room.
You've shown me pictures of it,
but you've been up there before. Because
no, I've never been upstairs.
Yes, you have.
No,
it's been a while, but you have.
I've never been upstairs. I've never walked up those stairs. Guarantee you.
Well, it's the day you do. Yes. It's going to be like older brother Chuck from Happy Days. You'll go upstairs and you'll never see be seen again. Which I say it like that kind of sounds creepy. Come on into the comic book room, Mike.
And in the next podcast, I'm not on here. Or next couple, I'm not on here. And it's fine. Hopefully somebody will ask. I doubt it, but hopefully somebody would ask, like, hey, where's the co-host
here? Four seasons later.
And then you just got to be like, what co-host? What are you talking about? Co-host of the year? What do you mean?
You mean my son?
Yeah.
He's old enough now. It's got to be him. So let's talk about at least some movies and TV shows that are being made or have been made based on beloved comic book properties.
We normally, before the podcast starts, we say, hey, where should we start at? Oh, but are we going to start with the book?
Well, fortunately, we're sitting right next to the bookshelf.
Yeah, that works.
That has the book.
Do you want to open it up this time to a random page?
I would love to open it up to a random page. Usually you open it up and then I Google side facts.
Yeah. Let me see. Maybe I can do that on my phone.
Oh, this one looks promising. Mostly because there's more than one page for him.
Okay.
Can you imagine that?
Can you give me the name?
Holy cow. Hold on. We got... How many pages does this guy get?
I don't know. We're not going to read them all, so...
It is Miracle Man.
Ooh. Sorry, people. I should turn my phone, whatever it was, off.
You should.
But it's too late now.
Your button pushes?
Yeah, that's what it... Miracle Man comic book.
Not to be confused with Mr. Miracle, one of the DC property under the New Gods, which I think if you don't have Mr. Miracle, it might be because it's on my laptop.
I looked up Miracle Man, and it automatically went to Marvel Man. So I don't know if that's changed, because it says Marvel Man, also known as Miracle Man.
Tell me more.
Hold on, I got to click on it now. First published by L. Miller and Son Limited. His alter ego is Michael Moran. Is that the same guy?
Nope.
Oh, okay, well, that's somebody else then.
Although this does say that known relatives are Captain Marvel, Marvel Man, Super Hombre, Miracle Man, and Miracle Man.
Oh, I wish I was Super Hombre. I'm not finding much on this.
Well, this is, you obviously are not doing the research that John Morris did when he put together the League of Regrettable Superheroes.
Who?
Created by Mick Anglo.
Okay, let's see.
He looks kind of like a luchador, which if you're not familiar, and I know you are, but if you're out there listening, you're like, what in the world is a luchador? That would often be a masked Latino wrestler.
Let's see. So part of on Wikipedia, they have the Mick Anglo years for Marvel Man.
Okay.
AKA, let's see here. It says Marvel Man or Miracle Man was similar to Captain Marvel, a young reporter named Mickey Moran encounters an astrophysicist instead of a wizard. Is that anything like you see?
I don't know. You have a lot less words than I do.
Who gives him superpowers based on an atomic energy instead of magic to transform into Marvel Man. He speaks the words Komoda.
You're right. Yep. Keep going.
Which is phonetically atomic backwards. How stupid. rather than Shazam. Instead of Captain Marvel Jr. and Mary Marvel, Marvel Man was joined by Dickie Dauntless, a teenage messenger boy who became young Marvel Man, and young Johnny Bates, who became kid Marvel Man. Both of their magic words were Marvel Man.
Yep.
So it's a kind of copy slash ripoff of Captain, of Shazam slash Captain Marvel.
The correct
guy, Captain Marvel. But besides that, it doesn't seem too bad. It doesn't seem like outrageous like the other ones we've read about.
So a little bit of history. Apparently there was a lawsuit between the publishers of Superman and Captain Marvel, the Shazam version, not the Carol Danvers version.
Yeah.
So in 1953, the lawsuit came down in favor of the Man of Steel, drastically changing the superhero comics landscape. In the wake of the decision, publisher Fawcett ceased publication of all of its Captain Marvel-related titles and closed its comics publishing arm, a decision that left L. Miller & Son without its most popular title. So they went to Mick Anglo, and they launched a suspiciously familiar character using the name Marvel Man.
Okay.
So basically, this is all a result of a lawsuit.
Yeah, okay.
And you're right. Young Marvel Man and Kid Marvel Man, because why would we be original at all?
Right.
In his single appearance, also explains a lot, Captain Universe attains... Wait, hold on. Where's Captain... Oh, never mind. Captain Universe was Super Marvel. I'm already done.
Here's the thing. They were... what year was that?
53 was the court decision. 65 was the creation of Miracle Man.
Okay, so they were doing a lot of cocaine at that time, which explains everything about that.
I don't know if that was so much the case or if they were just trying to piggyback off of one successful idea. Or both.
That's probably both.
Okay. Shall we get into the heart of the episode?
Let's do it. Where do you want to start at?
Or was there anything else that you wanted to discuss before we moved on? No? You said you had a story based on another podcast you listened to. You want to do that now or save that for later?
Well, I'll do it right now because it's a quick story. So,
and a shout out to Chad Smart.
Yeah, shout out to Chad Smart. Chad and Greg have a podcast called We're Doing This for 30 Minutes, People.
It's Greg and Chad's Power Half Hour.
Greg and Chad's 30-minute power hour.
We're almost already 2.5 hours.
We could never do a 30-minute podcast. No. Even if you limit it to like, okay, that's got to be an hour. Even then, it's like, okay, we'll try. But you mentioned Ed Begley Jr. on there.
Correct.
And I told you before the podcast, I've actually met him. And it was several years ago. I was working at a hotel. I got to turn that sound up. I was working at a hotel in Collinsville. Yeah, and he got a room there.
Oh,
he was doing, because I guess he does a lot of environmental advocacy work.
He is very big on being green.
Yes, so he was doing a speech somewhere, you know, and he checked himself in. You know, he didn't have people or anything like that. And first,
he didn't have to like check in under a fake name. Hello. I'd like a reservation. My name is Ed Begley.
I've had some...
Oh, Ed Begley Jr.? No. Senior.
I've actually had somebody, another celebrity, do something similar to that, which we'll talk about later. But so anyway, you know, he went and checked in, and he's recognizable, but I'm like, I don't know where he knows this from, but obviously he had Ed under his name, Ed Begley Jr. So he checks in or whatever, very nice guy, and then he leaves, goes to his room, and of course I Google Ed Begley Jr. I'm like, oh, okay, that's where I know him from. Like, I think Pineapple Express was the one that stuck out to me. I don't know if you've ever seen Pineapple Express or not.
Once or twice. It's been a long time.
He played one of the dads.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
He's probably a square.
But he was super nice in the fact that, like, I forgot what he asked me. Can you bring some towels up or something, whatever it was. He came down to the front desk and, you know, I got him whatever it was. And then he left.
That's a good employee right there.
Yeah. And then he came back and he's like, hey, thank you so much for doing that. You were so, and I'm like, thinking to myself, like, dude, you don't have to be nice. Like, you're a celebrity. You're not supposed to. But there's the fact that he kind of went out of his way to, as he's walking by the desk to like say thank you. I'm like, dude, you're awesome.
Do you think he was being that nice, even though you're like, dude, you don't have to be that nice? Because in 20, whatever year that was.
Probably 2012, 13 maybe.
Nobody really would remember him.
It might be.
So he's like, I got to get myself on the map. I'm going to be nice to some hotel clerks.
But you got to, well, first of all, that's not going to help him at all. And you also got to think more celebrities, if their time out of the spotlight is done, they're usually rude. Because, you know, it's like, fuck it, I don't care, whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
I can see that.
So, but he was very nice.
Yeah, because you think if they're going to be rude, there's going to be a chance that somebody's going to get their camera phone out, film it, put it on TMZ, bam, they're back in the spotlight.
It's the whole thing, there's no such thing as bad publicity kind of thing.
Well, there is.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't. You have somebody like, you know who the Cash Me Outside girl is?
That's all I know her as.
Okay, well, she's...
I know of her, but I couldn't tell you her name.
Right. She's a multimillionaire now.
Yeah, I know.
Based on that.
That makes me so sad.
Yeah.
And that's why... that's not why. That's one of many reasons why Dr. Phil should not have a show anymore.
Agreed.
For all of the stupid people who he's helped make rich.
Yeah.
And he's not the only one. TLC should probably shut down because they gave us Honey Boo Boo.
That is true, but I haven't heard much from her now. Oh. I think she had her time. She peaked, and then she
got that childhood diabetes.
Yeah.
I don't think she's alive anymore.
She is.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be surprised if she wasn't.
Well, I mean, yeah, but no, she is alive.
All the Mountain Dews.
Mountain Dews and Pixie Sticks.
Yeah.
So, real quick, I'll tell you the other story. Yes. This was at a... This is my first hotel job in Bloomington/Normal.
I'm familiar with Bloomington/Normal.
And I was 20, 21 maybe at the time.
That's a good chunk of time ago, boss.
Yeah. So anyway, I was working front desk. Somebody calls in and they said, hey, I just want to make sure so-and-so has room. He probably has, or my client has a room. He probably has it under whatever name he gave, Greg Mahochko. And I look in the computer and I'm like, I'm not finding it. And I'm like, I'm not seeing anything. And I was like, I checked the date and everything. And he's like, maybe he has it under his stage name, Sinbad. Check that. And I'm like, okay, right. And I check Sinbad. I'm like, because I figured this guy's just,
right,
doing some kind of prank or something. I'm like, no, nothing. And he's like, do you have rooms? And I was like, yeah, we do. He's like, okay, because, we're coming to town or whatever. I'm like, okay, cool.
Probably doing a comedy show or something.
He was doing a comedy show at ISU, which is right there.
Right.
And so this guy comes in and he's like, hey, I called you earlier, And I'm like, and you told me the name, whatever. And this time I found it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's right here. He's like, okay, thank you so much. And then I look up and sure enough, Sinbad is like, he's behind him, but he's kind of like in the middle of the lobby. Dude is super tall.
Oh, yeah.
I had no clue how tall he was.
I can't remember exactly what 90s show he was on. Was he on the Martin Lawrence show?
That, or I thought like in... he was in a show called Sinbad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But I remember him being really tall. And another one, do you remember Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's
one that I think doesn't get as much attention, 25 years later.
You're right.
And that's a shame.
I mean,
do you remember how awesome it would have been to play basketball on that court?
Yes.
Because think about this. Did you play basketball ever?
Sixth grade.
Did you ever have to run like the washboard sprints?
Probably. I don't remember.
Okay. So it seemed like every basketball team I was on, we had to run those. And they're the worst. Anybody who, they call them suicides or washboards, things like that.
I know you're talking about that.
But that gym would have been the best because it's not a real gym. No, folks. It's in a studio.
Yeah.
So it's, probably about 40 feet. And you can run those all night long.
Yes. I remember that they called him Coop.
Yep.
Because he started writing Cooper and they're like, can we call you Coop? And then they erased the ER, and so just Coop.
And it was Holly Pete was his roommate.
Okay.
And I believe she was this is going to sound more common sense, that I believe she was Rodney Pete's wife, and he was the quarterback for the Detroit Lions.
Man, they got to re-air that. It's not on Disney Plus, is it?
It was on TGIF, so it might be. Or Hulu. Might be on Hulu. So
I got a Hulu account, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do you have the Disney?
Yeah, Disney, Plus, so I have Hulu with it.
I think, let's get into our topics then, shall we? I think it might be time to let HBO go.
Okay. That's fine. You can do it now.
No, right, because there's not going to be a second season of Watchmen.
Yes. As far as what I kind of briefly read the article that I put up, and we had talked about it before, the creator of the
Damon Lindelof.
He said he had an idea for it. He had an idea for one season, and he wanted to do that season. And if anybody else wanted to do something afterwards,
yeah,
that's fine. It's out of his hands.
If his season inspired someone else to do something, great.
Right.
That's kind of what he would have wanted to see. I guess nothing popped up in anybody's.
And it kind of seemed like HBO was like, we're not even going to be looking for anybody else.
That's fine, too.
Yeah, I totally understand.
I mean, it was 8-9 episodes, I think. It was pretty self-contained.
Yeah. There was a bit of a...
For sure, a cliffhanger ending. I don't know if I'd call it cliffhanger, but like the end of Inception, you know, like does the top...
Yeah.
Is it wobble or is it still going? It's... You, the viewer, get to decide what you think is the outcome. And I'm all right with that. You know, we don't need to spoil it. I think we've talked about it before.
Yeah.
I'm all right with, you know, either she walks on water or she goes for a swim. I'm okay either way because I thought the series itself didn't need that question to be answered.
What if, so those are the two choices, but what if there's a third choice? She sinks halfway. Like she goes to like her knees.
So what you're saying is that her chemical makeup was so perfectly balanced that it allowed for half of her body to be buoyant?
Yes.
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
That might even be the most impressive of all.
Exactly.
Because that's a truly biological chemical change.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
Why don't we write it? You can write.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be 5 years from now before... You know, we have episode one out, but still, it'd be a good one.
Well, here's the difference, though. If I'm getting paid to do it,
okay.
If I don't have my day job that I can sit and focus on writing, okay. I might be able to tear some more.
That's true. That is true.
So that's the damn.
So we need the money. Tell HBO if you're listening. We need the money up front.
Yep.
And then we'll write something for you.
We will.
You know,
nobody will like it.
We'll just make it really strange, and it'll just have a lot of cameos in it.
And here's the thing, you know. For any of you who listen to Black Man Beyond, you know, when they first talked about those first episodes, you know, in the Tulsa riots, things like that, Mark Bernardin called it the blackest show on television.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think mine would be that.
No, probably. No, definitely not. It wouldn't be.
I'm not saying it'd be the whitest show.
It'd be pretty darn close.
It'd be pretty pale.
It'd be the potato salad of HBO.
Can't say that. I'm not a potato salad fan.
Me neither, but that's a really white thing.
It would be the...
Macaroni and cheese?
It'd be the mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Yeah. It'd be the mashed potatoes of HBO. You've got Watchmen, which is... trying to be careful here.
A diverse...
Well, I mean, you know, if mashed potatoes are just like the white... You know what I mean? I'm trying to... I don't know how we got talking about food. Because you said potato salad was a white person food?
Yeah. That's like a stereotypical white person.
Is it?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, well, you know what? Write in if you don't think I'm right.
Yeah. Do you tell us what your stereotypical white food is?
Yeah.
White person's food. I'm curious.
You won't offend us.
No.
You'll just make me
saltine
hungry.
Saltine crackers.
Yeah.
That's why we're called crackers.
Nah, that's not. I mean, maybe it is. Hey. In the comments below. Right.
Okay. Let's move
Friend
on.
Of the show, Josh.
And anybody else who has an opinion.
Yes.
So with Watchmen being essentially done, I don't know if I need HBO anymore, but I am curious with this HBO Max if, you know, is that going to be a completely separate Thing from HBO. And the reason I bring that up is because HBO Max is, I believe, just going to be what the DC app is currently.
Right.
So
I have not heard much about the HBO. I know you. I have HBO Go for now. The HBO Max, I thought it was going to be a similar thing, but I guess not.
Favorite shows and movies from HBO, Warner Brothers, and so much more. Courtesy of HBOMax.com. By the way, not available until later this spring. But, okay, so it's going to have... I'm trying to see what this is exactly. I don't know what that one is. Crunchyroll? Don't know what that is. Warner Brothers, TBS, CNN, Cartoon Network, HBO, Adult Swim, DC, Max Originals, True TV, and TNT.
That's a lot. If I didn't have to save money, I would say I would get that.
I'm curious about it because of the link that you shared earlier this week.
Yes.
Which is an HBO Max original Green Lantern series featuring two Earth Lanterns.
Yes.
Or Lanterns of Sector 2814.
Obviously. I found that on another group, Facebook group that I'm in. Somebody had posted it, and I saw it. I said, Greg would like that.
You're not wrong.
And I posted it.
So just looking at, you know, this HBOMax.com, Game of Thrones is listed on there, Watchmen, of course, Joker, which is, you know, available now on streaming services and probably hard copy as well. I don't know. But Rick and Morty, you know, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, speaking of the 90s. But since it's also... like Warner Brothers, you're probably going to get the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah.
If it's Cartoon Network, I wonder if that includes Boomerang. And if that includes Boomerang, well, I mean, let's face it. If it's Warner Brothers, wouldn't that also be like Bugs Bunny?
I would think so.
Here's the thing. My son, who's 4, all about Mickey Mouse.
Nice.
I don't think he knows who Bugs Bunny is because we don't have Boomerang. And I don't think you can just go and find Bugs Bunny cartoons, like, on TV. I think you can find them on YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just going to say, you could easily find them on YouTube.
But I think because they're not the mouse, I'm not sure if he's fully on board with them yet. So, but anyway.
I'd actually, now that I'm looking at HBO Max, like I said, I'm not going to get it, but it sounds very... You know, how much a month is it, does it say?
You want to go halvesies?
Maybe. I don't know. Let's see what... How much a month is it?
Well, that's what I'm looking for. Why don't you keep talking?
Can I?
Oh, Looney Tunes. Oh, wait, that's back in action.
Well, still. I'm going to guess, okay? $7.99 a month. That would be my guess. But say, do I need another streaming service? Because I only have one right now. I got rid of my Netflix. I just have Disney Plus, which includes Disney Plus, Hulu, and... ESPN Plus.
So I don't have HBO Now. I do have HBO Go.
Right.
So it says you can get HBO Max with HBO Now.
Right.
And I feel like we're doing a lot of things that, you know, we could do later. What is HBO Max cost? Well, let's find out, shall we? What will happen on the... That's not it. HBO Max...
$14.99 per month.
I was just about to say that.
That's a little too expensive.
No plans to change your current HBO subscription. HBO will remain a standalone brand and service and will continue to feature award-winning series and movies. HBO Max is a new offering that includes HBO plus new exclusive programming, Max Originals, and favorites from Warner Media's vast library of beloved shows, movies, and more. So basically what it's telling me is that I can drop HBO Go,
mm-hmm.
which not, I mean, I guess it's just a premium subscription on my cable,
right,
and pick up HBO Max. Probably is going to be cheaper or at least comparable.
Yeah, I agree.
So, there you go. HBO Max, I'm coming for you.
And when is it? You said in the springtime?
2021. We'll go with that. Bless you.
Thank you.
Sounded nasty. So anyway, that's Green Lantern's coming to, and we're excited.
Yes.
It's also going to be from the same mind that brought you the Arrowverse on CW.
Speaking of that, have you seen any more of or any of the Crisis on Infinite Earth?
I saw the first three.
Okay.
The last two just came out this Tuesday. We were supposed to have Jeremy from the Deuce podcast on this week to talk about it, but I sent him a message. I said, I haven't had a chance to watch these last two. We're going to have to push our conversation back a week.
Yeah.
So that's all I know.
So I'm not going to – I'll say something got spoiled for me, and I won't say what it is.
I think it got spoiled for me as well.
Does it involve the Flash?
Well,
I won't say
it involved a picture of the Flash that I saw on Facebook. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And it wasn't one of those, like, I was going out seeking it. It was literally, like, scrolling down.
Of course.
And, you know,
that's always how it is.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches. So,
yeah.
In fact, probably can blame Jeremy or Bradley for sharing some type of reaction to it. Although they might have done it in a non-spoiler way and then three posts underneath that. It's like, such and such happens in the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So.
Bradley, Jeremy, I'm not blaming you. I'm not mad. It's all good. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
Okay. Greg Berlanti is going to head up the Green Lantern series.
Yes.
With some help from Jeff Johns, who's also going to be a writer on that. And he's still working on the Green Lantern Corps movie.
Oh, yeah. They are still apparently doing that.
Yeah, maybe. But you have been highly skeptical, and it has been noticed, sir.
Well,
shall we talk about another skeptical mic that we had to endure?
Yeah.
So let's do it. Let's talk about Morbius.
We're
just jumping all over the place there, folks.
So, real quick, Green Lantern Corps was supposed to come out like this year, 2020, I believe. I don't think it's going to happen.
It's okay.
Or it might even be into 2019, though, it's supposed to come out. But anyway, yeah, Morbius. They actually, to my surprise, have not only made this movie, but made a halfway decent... I shouldn't say halfway decent. They made a good trailer for it. At least I think it's good.
Yeah.
I was excited about it.
Yeah.
Do you remember watching much about Morbius in like the cartoons?
I remember his character popping up in like the mid-90s Spider-Man cartoon.
Right.
And yeah, as far as the severity of, you know, his blood condition that they showed in the movie, I don't know how severe it was. I know that he is a scientist who had a blood condition and was working on a cure, and something went awry, as it almost always does in Marvel Comics.
Yes. So there was a post that I saw that kind of reminded me. So I guess in the cartoons, I don't know, it's probably not a cartoon, obviously. They couldn't say the word blood or something like that, or they couldn't use blood. So he absorbed plasma.
I remember that.
Through hand suckers.
Yep. That was on the Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Cartoon. Yeah.
Yeah. Also,
but that was like a Saturday morning cartoon, so I think they were
right. That's they'd make it kid friendly.
But at the same time, I mean, you know, if you got hand suckers, then I don't know about Saturday morning, but your Saturday night just became a lot better.
True.
All right. But no, I think this is a role that's far more suited for Jared Leto's acting capabilities than another Joker.
Yes. So I read a little bit about, like, in Wikipedia as far as, like, his powers, what he, you know, his story and stuff like that. I think one of the differences between this and, like, I want to say the comic book is that I think in the comic book he was born like hideous looking, almost.
Oh.
I could be wrong. Most of the time I am. I just make shit up and people believe me sometimes. But I thought he was deformed when he was born, and maybe the cure, not the cure, but the whatever happens to him, because I think he uses vampire DNA or vampire bat DNA or something like that, and it gives him kind of those powers. Maybe it changes his looks a little bit more.
Definitely, you know, adds a more vampiric appearance.
Yeah. I will love the special effects in the trailer.
I thought they were tremendous. Let me ask you this. In one aspect, one part of the trailer... And you see it, you know, it's in a, like this movie, obviously, it's any any movie where someone like is going to harm themselves to show off their healing factor, or you know, like make a blood brother pact or something like that, and he takes like a machete and slices his hand.
Right.
Is that something you would ever do?
No.
Like, no. At any point in your life, would you? That's like the dumbest thing in the world.
First of all, that's never going to heal.
No. I mean, unless you're a vampire.
It's true, true. But
or
you
Wolverine.
Yeah, you don't know it at the time, though.
True.
You know?
Yeah, he had no idea that that was going to work out.
Unless you just, you can't even put your hand in a cast, I don't think. So it's constantly going to have some movement. So that scar is going to always open. So dumb. One thing about the trailer, so are you, I'm assuming you watched the very end of the trailer.
Yes.
So you saw Adrian Toomes, Vulture.
Vulture.
Right? So me and the boys from Dynamic Duel Podcast have a little bit of an argument going on here.
Uh-oh, okay? Spaghetti-o.
Friendly argument, I'll say. But so do you believe that this means that Morbius is in the MCU? I want to know your take before I say my take on it.
Well, there was a fan theory or still image posted about from the end of Spider-Man Homecoming when Vulture's in jail and there's a body that, you know, person that walks behind him, granted with the ability of hindsight. Long dark hair, you know, past the shoulders, whatever, Caucasian figure, you know, could be Michael Morbius.
Okay.
It's a theory.
Okay.
And so, based on the fact that they're in prison in that movie, I believe they're in prison in this particular scene, maybe.
Okay.
I'm giving you a very non-answer.
That's true. My answer. Although Iron Man was in Spider-Man Homecoming, Spider-Man Homecoming was still a Sony movie. I say Sony Universe, but really what I mean is they're under Sony contract. The Spider-Man and all of his people, rogues, yes, are under Sony contract. Now, obviously, they can be loaned over to Marvel, and some Marvel characters can come over there. They can play with each other. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're in the MCU. Because somebody said, it's not that it's from other. I said, Morbius is in MCU now. I said, no, it depends how well this movie does. If the movie does really well, then I could see Marvel going, hey, Morbius worked out. Yeah, come on over, play with our guys.
Yeah.
You know? But if it doesn't work out, then the most we're going to see is Vulture in there, who's, once again, under Sony contract, and a picture of Spider-Man in the background that says murderer on it.
Yeah.
So
I could see all of those points. You have raised excellent points.
Thank you.
Anything else about Morbius?
I'm looking forward to it. I forget when it comes out.
This summer. That's all I know.
By the way, that's a teaser trailer, but that showed a lot.
Yeah, it was 2.5 minutes of teaser.
Yeah.
And I remember like the first teaser for the Ghostbusters movie was like the farm, you know, the old barn with the Ecto-1 sitting in it. That was a teaser. This is a trailer. Let's get it right, Hollywood.
Yeah.
So that was right. Morbius. Let us discuss briefly. Do we want to talk about filming of The Batman in London and how we had just a few production stills?
Yeah. So what happened is they're filming Batman in London and we got some production stills. I saw a couple of them. We have, I believe it was Robert Pattinson, Robat, Bat and Bat, on a motorcycle. You can't really tell like from the distance whether or not he's in shape, because some people are saying, oh, there's no way he would have had time to bulk up like he needs to for the Batman role. But I have no idea. He might have a sweet suit on.
And
he might have even the steroids. He might have those good supplements. Who knows?
Let me ask you this. I think there's a misconception. Like, does he need to be super ripped? I mean, he's not... Batman as a character is not, like, you know, strongest man in the world. You know, he's just... he's just a guy in good shape. But, you know, like, it's kind of at the funny line from Michael Caine there at the end of Batman Begins when the house is burning and there's, you know, the log on Bruce Wayne. He's like, all those bloody push-ups and you can't lift one log or you know, right. Something like that. Same with Superman. Superman does not have to be, like, the jacked version that we got in the comics in, like, the 90s where it was like, holy crap, because his physiology is different,
right?
You know, he doesn't need to have, like, you know, traps up to his ears because he's an alien. I mean, he could be the scrawniest looking,
yes,
you know, kid, and he's going to be able to do the same just because he's got the alien DNA. With Batman, again, he's not known for his size. In this particular iteration in the Batman, it's supposed to be more street-level crime, more, you know, like showing the world's greatest detective aspect of it. I don't think he needs to be, you know, like if we don't see Bruce Wayne shirtless, I'm okay with it. Chances are he's probably going to sparkle anyway.
So Superman, you're right. He doesn't need to be huge because, like exactly you said, he is an alien. It would actually make more sense if Superman was skinny. It'd be more impressive if he was this skinny little dude and all of a sudden you see him throw a car up in the air.
Well, I mean, I'm not like getting carried away or anything like that, but Christopher Reeve was not jacked.
Right.
And Brandon Routh was not jacked.
No.
When he played Superman. I mean, go back to the movies. I know he bulked up or had a really convincing suit in the first, you know, Crisis on Infinite Earth, you know, half of it. But he was just tall, lean, fit, and muscular, but not, you know, like The Rock in Hercules.
Right, right.
Or John Cena.
But I will say, I think you do need Batman to be big. It depends on what your definition of big is, though. But you need him to be intimidating. You need to where if he comes out of the shadows, people look at him and go, holy shit, I don't want to fight that guy.
Let me follow up, because I don't disagree with your logic. But if you're coming out of the shadows and you have a little bit of that, you know, like fear
right.
on your side,
yeah,
does it matter? I mean,
to a point.
And I don't mean, you know, like him being 5'2".
Right.
But if he's 6'3", 6'4", and you can't tell how big he is because he's got the cape on.
Right.
You know? I mean, look, let's face it. If you're my size but with a better physique, you know, I'm 6'2¾". That's irrelevant. But, you know, I'm in shape. You know, I've got broad shoulders.
Right, right.
And because I'm wearing a cape, you can't see how wide I am.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing a suit. And God help me, it's probably going to be a rubber suit. You know, something like that. Like how jacked, like how vascular do I have to be underneath?
You're right. Nothing super vascular or anything like that. But you would have to be in fairly decent shape just for intimidation. But you're right. The cape and everything does come into play. But also for, number one, you're going to be strong anyway because you're carrying all that stuff around. You're running around all night. You know, you're jumping from rooftops. You're climbing up, you know.
I want to thank you for saying that I'm going to be strong anyway. I appreciate that.
Well, if you became Batman and you were running around at night with a leather suit on and jumping and stuff like that, yeah, and fighting people.
Would you go the leather suit route? Would you go... You probably wouldn't go like the Adam West suit route. That's just like
some
like polyester. I think the most logical way to go is probably like Christian Bale, you know, latter half of The Dark Knight and then into The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, because you want something leatherish to protect you, you know, from cuts and scrapes right. and, you know.
But as he pointed out in that first fight scene in The Dark Knight, it's like, come on. Can we do something where I'm not turning my whole body and turn to the side, you know?
And I think part of that was because it was a kind of a, little tease or whatever it is with Michael Keaton's Batman.
Right. Yeah.
Because he really couldn't. Like,
no.
You know?
It was great.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Batman's filming in London. That's where Gotham City is. And I don't know. I've never been to London. You know, pictures of it are a beautiful city. But it's an old city. And it's obviously older than anything in the United States, which is Captain Obvious.
Yeah.
And while Gotham is, you know, a foundational city in, you know, fictional setting, it's not it doesn't have that much history, you know, like its buildings aren't that old. So I'm very curious to see how this movie is going to look from that, you know, type of aesthetic.
What would you do if aesthetically everything looks great? Everything looks like how you would picture Batman it looks, but everybody talks with an English accent, including Batman. And they never address it. They never say, like, during the press tour, like, they, you can't even ask that question.
Or it even be even better in the press tour, they were talking with an American accent.
Yes.
You know, like, Pattinson, like, hit it, you know.
Perfectly.
Yeah. And, oh, that'd be tremendous. Awesome. Honestly, I think I would respect it more.
I'd be like, wow, okay. All right, interesting.
That's a decision.
Yeah, they did that.
I think in the comics, there is a Batman in England, but he's obviously not Bruce Wayne. I want to say, listeners, I may be wrong on this. Take it with a grain of salt. If I'm remembering it correctly, there was at least a Batman. He might have been like doing a mission,
right.
But it was the young black guy who was wearing like more of like a almost like a Batman Beyond type suit. So it had, you know, it was more like armor, like robotic type armor than, you know, like.
Instead of Bruce Wayne, was it Lil Wayne? Is that who you're thinking of?
Moving on in the Bat family world, we got a new trailer for Birds of Prey and the really long Harley Quinn movie name, The Emancipation of One Harley Quinn, I think.
Oh, I didn't put any cool hashtags in there. But I did say that it's actually called Harley Quinn and Friends.
Boy, howdy. The trailer definitely made it seem like it was Harley Quinn and Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Friends in a secondary role.
Yes.
Which is to be expected because Harley Quinn is the more familiar, recognizable character. And she's already had, you know, been in one movie.
Yeah.
And this trailer got me more excited for the movie.
Yeah, same. You see a little bit more. You see, I believe, Black Mask's masks.
Mm-hmm.
You see the canary cry.
Yes.
Obviously, with this page right here, you see one of her hyenas.
Yes.
Which I guess she calls Bruce Wayne.
I think one's Bruce and one's Wayne. Something like that, yeah. After that handsome Gothamite, I think she's what she called it. You know, not that she knows the truth. I don't really have much more to say. You know, if you haven't seen the trailer, go check it out. If you weren't wowed by the first one, I think you'll be impressed by the. They at least edited this one in a more favorable manner to get people interested in the movie.
Yeah.
So that's about all we have on Birds of Prey and the Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. We're just gonna roll over that one.
Well, there's not much to say about it. Doctor Strange director is not doing it anymore.
Which, I mean, I'm still on board for a Doctor Strange movie.
Well, they're going to have a Doctor Strange movie.
And the Multiverse of Madness, because it's going to be, you know, kind of a more horror look at things. I mean, I think it's going to be a different tone for a Marvel movie.
Okay, so now we got to kind of talk about it real
some
quick.
Bitch.
Scott Derrickson was the director. Original director of Doctor Strange 2. I think he did Doctor Strange 1.
Did he?
I think so. And then he is directing. He was going to direct Doctor Strange 2, and he is apparently like a horror type of director.
Hmm.
And I guess there was during a Comic-Con or something like that, he was at a panel and he said, this is going to be a horror movie for the MCU. And then Kevin Feige came on and said, well, everybody's going to enjoy it. And so I think there was the creative difference there. Like, he wanted to make a horror movie, and they said, tone it down a bit.
I mean, yeah, but you can still do horror, you know, that's, you can take a 10-year-old to, right? Or no?
Can you? I'm sure, yes. I'm assuming he had a different idea than they do.
Maybe he was thinking more horror, and Feige and company were thinking more like Carnival Funhouse.
Right, yeah.
Where it's harmless, it's freaky.
Right.
But it's not like, you know, nobody's going to be slashed to death.
Yeah. Which, so, all right, anyway.
All right. So we got a little extra bonus look at some Black Widow That's about all we got to say about that, right?
Yeah, this one actually came out, I guess, during whatever football thing.
Whatever football thing?
Some football game. Either during halftime at the football.
Would it have been the college football playoff national championship this past Monday night?
I literally have no idea.
Where the Tigers won and they beat the other Tigers?
Hey, if the Bayside Tigers win, cool.
It was not. It was the LSU Tigers.
All right.
You want to hear something crazy about that?
Absolutely.
A couple of crazy things.
Okay.
So the LSU Tigers beat, who were top ranked in the land, beat the number three Clemson Tigers. I didn't watch the game. I don't know the score. Post game, you know who Odell Beckham Jr. is?
Yes, I do. Yes, hit that hair, right?
Yeah, okay. I think he toned it down a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, essentially, he's also a football player who's, you know, made some dazzling catches. Yeah.
Okay.
But apparently, post game, he's like on the field because he went to LSU before going pro. But he's like on the sideline. He's handing, you know, LSU football players like congratulatory money. Which you're not allowed to do.
That's what I was just saying. I didn't think
it's
you could.
Considered an impermissible benefit.
Yeah.
And at first they thought it was like novelty money. And then Joe Burrows, who's like the number one going to be the number one draft pick, the Heisman Trophy winner, the quarterback for LSU, he's like, no, that was real money. He was handing out real money.
Yeah.
So that's part one. Part two, there was a warrant issued for Beckham Jr.'s arrest because there was video from the locker room that came out, you know, probably Tuesday or something like that, and it shows him, and you know, they're in the locker room smoking celebratory cigars.
Okay.
Which is great if you're a high level athlete.
Yeah.
You know, what's a little tobacco. And some police were in there and they were saying, hey, you can't be smoking inside. I guess eventually some Superdome people came down and said, it's in the locker room, it's fine.
Right.
You know. But there's video of Beckham Jr. like giving a really, you know, like on a scale of 1 to 10, probably a 7 or 8 congratulatory swat on the butt to the police officer.
Oh, okay.
So there's a warrant for his arrest for simple assault.
Now, did he say good game before he did it, or was it just...
I didn't hear any
'cause that...
audio, so I couldn't tell you, but... If it's good game, it's
understandable.
You know, throw it out. You know, the court can't do it.
Exactly.
They were initially kicking around the idea of like misdemeanor sexual assault or something like that. Yeah. For a locker room. Now look, should you, you know, because they were saying it was not consensual. Which
they're right.
Yeah, but. Unless he was grabbing some man meat, you know, I don't really know. Anyway, that's sports stuff. We'll talk about that on the Five Heart Podcast, not with you and me, but
yeah,
well, I and John will talk about that on the Five Heart Podcast. So let's move on. Black Widow, looking good. I'll check it out. That's what we do. Here we go. I've been on board with this since I saw the first trailer.
Same.
Bloodshot.
Yes.
Vin Diesel in, as you're calling it, the Fast and Furious movie that nobody saw coming.
It's true. It's the newest Fast and Furious spinoff. Gray, can you read my hashtags?
I would love to.
Okay.
Hashtag Nerds United, hashtag Jittery Monkey, hashtag co-host of the year. By the way, if not for you, but for the listeners, if you see hashtag co-host of the year, either in the main post or in the comment, that's for Mike, obviously.
Yes.
I don't hashtag hardly anything, but I don't hashtag co-host it because I'm not.
That is how people know that I put this up.
Then there's hashtag reigning and defending, hashtag bloodshot, and finally hashtag bloodshot through the heart.
That's perfect.
So we got a little bit more of this. I mean, I think it's going to end up being... I mean, the trailer's not different, and I think... In this one, they show less about the motivation of Bloodshot's character. You know, they don't show all the mind wipes and the false memories. They explain it, but they don't show it as much. They show a lot of action. They show a lot of, like, his face being blown off and coming right
back. Yeah.
You know, so that it's a really interesting concept. I'm glad they're making this movie because, as I mentioned before, it's gotten me into a character that I probably wouldn't have read previously. So...
Are you planning on going to the theater to see this, or is this I'll wait till it's on Amazon Prime?
No, I want to see this one. I really do.
Same.
In the theater.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't remember when it's out.
Today, actually. Let's go.
But it's 10:21.
We got plenty of time. We're staying up all night, Greg. 14-hour podcast. Let's do it. Actually, you know what I was thinking about? They did a 13-hour pod. They meaning ABCD Bags.
Correct.
So we only need to do a 13-hour, 5-minute podcast to beat them.
And then they're going to have to come out of retirement.
Exactly.
This is going to go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you
balls trying? In our court now.
You know how long it would take? Even, like, I would have to plug in. I'd have to shut off every, you know, Wi-Fi device in the house, plug in my hard line, you know, Ethernet cable, and it would still take about 4 hours to upload a 14-hour podcast.
Okay.
Mike.
You know how to do it, I guess, so we're good to go.
Mike, I like sleep.
You can sleep during part of it.
Probably, I'm going to have to.
Just have me talk. It'll be boring.
You know what we could do? That'd be a good time to call up some of our podcast friends and have conversations with
them. Yes.
So, Bloodshot, if you haven't seen the trailers, go check them out. It looks fantastic. I know Vin Diesel has historically received some crap from the internet movie fans. I've never not liked Vin Diesel.
Agreed.
Guilty pleasure movie is XXX all day long. I saw it in theaters twice. It was great because I'm glad I went twice with two groups of friends. The first group of friends, you know, like my buddy was like, dude, this song by Rammstein, and you know, he's going on it. Hold on, I got to sneeze.
Bless you.
Thank you. And he's telling me about, you know, the band. So when I saw it again with a different group of friends, I'm like leaning over and I'm telling this girl, I'm like, I'm sharing information, and she could not care less.
Okay.
Because she did not want to be there in the first place.
Okay, well, sometimes you got to read the room, you know?
I was happy to see it twice.
Do you know anything? Do you ever bowl or know anything about bowling?
I have my own bowling ball.
Okay.
I was in a league.
So, you know, with you have three strikes, that's called a turkey, right?
Yes.
So it's three X's. I think it should be called a Vin Diesel because of triple X.
Or should the movie be called Turkey? I think you're going
to Turkey starring Vin Diesel. I'm not saying I wouldn't go to it.
I think you're going to find that the internet or the movie going community is going to be a lot more understanding and flexible on the name change than the bowling community.
I don't know. Corey, my cousin, my friend, he seemed to be okay with it. He's a big bowler.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, I don't know. It's got to start somewhere. So,
grassroots effort.
Exactly.
All right. So, anyway, Vin Diesel, Bloodshot, check it out. I think you'll like it. As we move up, we talked about HBO Max and Green Lantern. We talked about HBO canceling that.
Yeah.
All right. So, I think that's it.
All right.
Have we ran out of topics? Anything that you would like to discuss, Mike?
I'm sure I could sit here and talk for hours.
Sure you could.
But, you know, we both got stuff we need to do, so.
We do. I mean, yeah, we do. Yeah. I've got to go to, I've been up a long time.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so is that the show?
Unless you want us to do the 13-hour, 5-minute podcast right now. We only would have 12 hours and 5 minutes left.
Why do we have to go 13 hours or 5 minutes? Why not 13 hours or 1 minute?
I mean, yeah, we can do that.
13 hours and 5 seconds.
Nah, that's not, no. I'd say 13 hours, I mean, 1 minute, and then with the intro or the outro, you know.
Well, that's another 40 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. So,
we
just have to go over 13 hours.
So, you know what my plan for tomorrow is?
Can we say it on the air?
If you're thinking what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Tell everybody then.
Taking down the Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah, that's what you call it.
I mean, if you're talking about something else, I can only hope. We'll find out. I'll let you know.
Stay tuned. And then this is the one podcast she listens to, the one episode.
No, it's not. Although there was the... What are you doing?
I guess it's supposed to be a periscope, right?
It is a periscope.
First of all, this isn't going to work because, look, I can't see through that, Greg.
Well, first of all, it's upside down. You're looking in the wrong part.
Like this?
Well, the okay.
Oh, like this. Okay. It goes here.
Yeah. And it doesn't have the mirror set up.
Yeah, you need
some
mirrors.
And also, it's cardboard and was probably, I think, $4 at Michael's. It's my son's cardboard submarine that he was super excited to have. Let me tell you this, though. Finally, the potty training is starting to take root.
Awesome.
Mostly because he's got some superhero underwear that he doesn't want to get messy.
Totally understand.
And so he'll pee, like, you know, in the toilet.
Right.
And like a couple of drops will, as they do, get on his, you know, like flash underwear. Yeah. Can't handle it. He's like, I got to go put him in the washing machine. And then he's running around without anything on for a minute. I said, get back here.
That's why I also buy superhero underwear.
Because you...
I don't want to get them messy.
Yeah.
You know? You know,
that's why I buy plain, because I don't care. When you're driving the truck all day, you do what you got to do.
Greg, real quick before we get out of here, you talked about this earlier with the sub you have here.
Yep.
We should have done podcasts from the sub.
There's no way for us to both get in that sub. Trust me.
What if I sit down, you on my lap,
and yeah, then, I, know, and I then already goes, don't like where this is going.
And then, it, then the, we put the submarine over us.
Here's I don't like how that sounds. Your legs are not going to like how that feels, and the chair that you'd be sitting on is not going
to. No, we'd have to sit on the ground.
Oh, definitely not. No offense, Mike.
Stay tuned for next time if I can convince Greg to sit on my lap for a podcast.
Nope. Wait, for the whole thing too, dude. Your legs.
What if we just convinced people that's how we did podcast?
Maybe that we'll do. Maybe next week we'll try the theater of the mind.
Yes.
And we'll tell them things.
Yes.
And we'll see if they believe us.
And this will work because nobody listens to the end of podcast. Nobody's listening right now. I'm telling you.
If you have made it this far, just comment. Just like leave a thumbs up on the post on Facebook, or I made it, or a GIF that, you know, was George W. Bush saying mission accomplished.
Yes, that's what you have to do.
Any of those.
Yes. Send us money if you want. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, anything.
PayPal.
Yeah.
Let us know that you're a fan.
Yes.
That you are dedicated to the end. And Mike, do you know that I've got a show coming up between this show and our next show?
Yeah.
I mean, you knew that.
Okay.
Can I tell the listeners?
No.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, go ahead.
So coming back to the show is Professor Travis Yates, who you can find. He's a regular co-host with Chad Smart on the Positive Cynicism Podcast Network, the hashtag PCPN. Let's get it trending.
Hashtag PCP Network.
That's right. PCP Network. They call it the Angel Dust.
Yes.
Network.
Angel Dust of podcast.
The Angel Dust of podcast. They will make you think you can fly. but their series, or their show, Popology 101, they spent the first few episodes exploring the history, the rich history of MTV, and are now talking about like the Oscars and award season and things like that. But Travis is back. We're talking all about nostalgia and how I think that our childhood has been sold. And Travis says, maybe, but that's not necessarily the bad thing.
All right.
So we're going to talk about nostalgia. Yeah. That's going to drop next Wednesday. Of course, Mike, you'll be back in the studio next Friday.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I will be.
You better be.
I don't think I... Yeah.
I'll bring beer.
Perfect timing.
All right. That's our show, everybody. Thank you, as always, for tuning in, share, comment, anything else you can think of that will help get this podcast to other ears. We'd appreciate it. Have some cookies, have a cupcake, have some beer. This is the Nerds United Podcast. We remind you this week and every week to be kind.
And rewind.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.